We're going to start out tonight with a little bit of intel. This particular person that I'm listening to, it's SQAnon, Q Patriot News. He has a particular insight that is very articulate. He's a very calm, quiet type of person. You can tell he's probably military. And he's confirmed a lot of things. He even put a shout out to Phil. He'd been following Phil for a few years. He said, you know, Phil is who he says he is. So you can believe that. Like I said, the Lord, I believe, is going to begin to bring to the forefront truthers that really know what they're talking about, not all of this rhetoric that's going on. So as I read this, and we'll get into our other. All right, this is, what is today? it's the 7th of September, Wednesday evening. This is 9/7/22 intel. There's six files, and I'm going to read just kind of, you know, six different podcasts, but I just gleaned from each one. First, he says that Henry Kissinger is a Phoenician, which I went back and read the Assyrian tablets, and the Phoenicians were the ones that killed out all royalty, all the real Jews, and all of this stuff, and they're the ones that are the deep state today, the 13 bloodline families and all of that. He's a Phoenician. Donald Trump will be arrested for public optics. The next 4 months will bring a lot of shifts, like disclosure. A November 11 event will be very dramatic. He didn't say what it was. No midterm elections. They have been rescuing children since 2017. Donald John Trump leaving office was a signal for the beginning of the global operations. Biden is being used just for optics. Donald John Trump is still POTUS. He left for optics. He has to come back to finish it, though. The real Biden has been gone since 3/31/19. Biden is being used to make the deep state think that they are winning. So he's just an actor. Mar-a-Lago raid was to weed out. They're now in the mop-up phase, and they're like cornered animals, and they're very dangerous when you're in that particular. Okay, now file two. We're shifting like in the days of Noah. This man is a Christian, and he's a flat earther. Patriots now in control of the mainstream media. The control of the MSM was the deep state's biggest weapon. See, Satan's biggest weapon, the PSYOP. It all started after Donald John Trump's world tour, which already, a few years ago, we went through that. Soon to come are narratives that are believable to the normies. Now, by normies, they mean those that are not awake yet. According to Q, 4-6% of the populace are lost forever. They're not going to wake up. And what that means, I don't know. I know he says the end is not for everybody. What does that mean? Since this is a biblical thing, I guess God is the one that decides. I don't know. Events are not time-driven, but awareness-driven. This is what has taken so long. People not wanting to know anything, people going on about their lives, not caring, not doing anything. They can't move till they see the populace catch up to a certain point, and then they'll move forward. That's what has taken the most time. It's these people we get so exasperated with. They want to preserve as many as they can over the age of 55, because of their recollection of past historical events. If all the elderly are knocked out, they lose a lot. Because how has history passed from generation to generation? The EBS would help, but the infiltration of the MSM would work better. More people would be reached that way instead of a blackout thing and forced to watch this movie. I mean, you can't really force everybody to do that. But people who, we turn on CBN every night, and we turn on, you know, Fox or whatever, And that's their norm, and that's what they've done for years, and they ain't gonna listen to anybody else. To put the narrative out through that source, I think, is the better way to go myself. They wanted to expose the fake Biden, but there were some imminent threats throughout the world, you know, about these suitcase nukes and things that they had hidden all over the world in different places. The threats are now being neutralized. Sleepers will have to hear disclosure from new sources that they have learned to trust. The deep state goal was to get rid of you. Don't ever think differently. That was their goal, to kill you. This movement is transnational. Nuremberg 2.0 is coming. Nasara Jassara is very real. Now listen to this. Anyone saying otherwise should be looked at with suspicion. This is part of what will bring the world into unity and peace. It evens the playing field. All people go back to their countries and they're supplied. We are now in the preparation phase of it. The 87,999 IRS agents will be brought on to help with the Treasury exchanges, not what you thought, what you've been hearing. Well, they're hiring all of these and arming them. They're going to come to your house with gunpoint and edit you and audit you. That's not the purpose. Whoever, you know, they're just pushing fear porn. That's what they're doing. The IRS is being observed by the U.S. Treasury. We already know that. Trump will be back in office to bring in the exchanges. The next 2 months will be wild, but it's only a setup, whatever that means. Trump coming back is a goal. When he is back, the neutralization process will begin publicly. Okay, there may be a possibility of reparations to Americans over the COVID scam. You know, people that lost wages and whatever. God will no longer allow Satan to do this to his people. Satan's minions are being seized. Our enemies will be obliterated in every area and their assets seized. All of their structures will be removed. The next 120 to 130 days will be very eventful. We're now in a big cleanup operation. The swamp is shrinking and the world is changing. Okay, file number 3. The end game started on 11-20-20. Remember that movie that came out with, what's his name? Han Solo. What's his name? Harrison Ford. Oh, yeah. Called The End Game. Projection. The next couple of months will bring checkmate moves. Many truthers are deep state infiltrators. Be interesting to know who, wouldn't it? Have been following Phil Godlewski. He is who he says he is. Follow him. Truthers that do not believe in flat earth are just muddying the stream. They are a detriment to the movement. All this crazy junk, this mess. The truth is, they talk about going to Mars. Oh, we've been to Mars for years. Well, this is actually in inner Earth, Mars. The next 45 days, the enemy will be throwing Hail Marys. It's over. Why would someone that received 82 million votes or whatever it was feel that he needed to rate his opponent? You will see Donald John Trump arrested for optics, but he will be safe and he won't go to jail. He won't. In fact, there won't even be charges. It'll just be for optics. Dan Scavino is part of the Q team. The military is relying on you to spread the truth. Just like before the raid, what happened? The meme with the door that said 45. What was it saying? Deep state's coming to your door. Coming to the POTUS's door. That's what happened in that raid. Violated Melania's underwear drawer, whatever. You know? Yeah, and Barron's. He even talks about, they went through all my son's stuff. The storm is rapid disclosure in different areas. In other words, it's going to be coming fast and furious. J. Edgar Hoover was a pedophile. He loved little girls. The head of the FBI, right? I saw his building when we went to D.C. The five eyes are in meltdown mode. That's Australia, UK, United States. Who's the other two? New Zealand?
New Zealand, yeah.
There's one other. They all turned against us during the election. Huh?
Was it Canada?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
The Space Force has it all, right down to all the child trafficking networks. Israel will be last. It's not a true state. It's deep state. What happens over the next 4 months will set humanity for the next 1,000 years. Does this sound biblical? The FBI will be renamed and remade. Some good FBI stepped up after the Mar-a-Lago raid, like 14 agents. There's some good FBI. Rumor has it possibly Cash Patel being the head of this. The blackout coming may not be what you expected. One scenario is that the deep state will cause a blackout when the Nuremberg 2.0 starts to cover up being able us to see them and monitor them. All right. More than likely, though, the internet shutdown will be by the alliance because of the complacency of their war crimes, COVID. In China, over 100,000 people were killed when their 5G networks were turned on. Now remember, Covfefe, this is what President Trump did with our 5G. This, you know, disarmed it. Now it's Tesla. All right, he cleaned all that up for us. COVID was a crime, but the faux vaxes were even a bigger crime. This vaccine agenda goes back to the 50s. COVID is the greatest Holocaust attempt in history. Most all pharmaceutical companies originate in Kyiv, yeah. Ukraine. Possible false flags are being planned. All right, file number five. Agenda 2020, Agenda 2021, Agenda 2030. The plan to depopulate the world started in 1956. The elites live hundreds of years. He was talking about that a normal person, uninterrupted, good food, good air, good water, no medicines, no vaccines. They easily live 250 years. Look what they've done to us. They have not been filled with the poison of vaccines, tampered food supplies, water, chemtrails that they forced upon us. Don't worry, pray. This is mine. Don't worry, pray and bless whatever you eat, drink, and breathe, and call it clean in Jesus' name. The Q movement became popular after the JFK assassination or the attempted assassination. I don't know which one. I don't think he does either. The NSA de-rigged the 2016 election. See, Trump's working with the NSA. The NSA knows everything about everybody. Every email you've ever sent, every text you've ever sent, every phone call you ever made. If they needed to go back and look at it, they could. Donald John Trump's Operation Warp Speed was designed to cause the deep state vaccine program to roll out faster than it was originally supposed to. So, thus saving the world from 10 years plus of excruciating lockdowns. It allowed Trump and his team to seize large masses of faux vaxes and also time to find an antidote. The CDC has come out now that ivermectin is the cure for COVID. After all of this, after them threatening to take licenses away from doctors, they, meaning Q and the Trump team, came up with a contingency plan. Q is about correcting and reshaping our world. The faux vaxes were turned against them with warp speed, and the election was turned against them with devolution. We turned the central banks against them, and we are using it to destroy them and use it for good. What Satan's meant for harm, God has turned for good. The people that were forced to take the jabs and were not properly informed about them, those that have this nanotech growing in their bodies, will be able to be helped with the Tesla energies. What Satan meant for harm, God has turned for good. The same technology that they created to kill us will now be reversed. It will help heal those that need it. Make no mistake about it, the jabs are death shots. They say usually most people will die within 2 years. unless there's an intervention. They thought all of this, all these undertakers thought that all this stuff they're finding were blood clots. They're not. It's this nanotechnology growing inside them and running all through their systems. That was horrible. Reminds me of Alien. File 6. There are no timelines in the Q movement. All this spread around about it are not accurate. In other words, all this timeline myth. He said it's a bunch of garbage. The mainstream media will fearmonger about Taiwan, just like Ukraine and Putin. Now it's Xi's turn to clean up Taiwan. Trump does not misspeak. They said everything he says has a reason, and he does not misspeak. He don't just talk off the cuff. He came the closest he has ever been to announcing that he is sitting POTUS at the Pennsylvania rally last Saturday. His statement was Zuckerberg being at the White House last week. He said he was there to kiss his A. Podesta has been apprehended by the military special forces, and he is playing his part in this show. He is an extremely deep and high-ranking deep state player. He is the beginning of the end for them. In the process of cleaning up the MSM, start paying attention to new people that are coming in, like new anchors. A few more things need to happen before POTUS is back publicly. With Taiwan, more shipping lanes are going to tighten. It's going to cut off some more supply chain. Q said the enormity of what is coming will shock the world. Taiwan is imminent, he said, between 10 and 14 days. The truth of 9/11 started coming out. It really already is. They stole $17 trillion in gold from Building 7. That was our gold. The missile that hit the Pentagon hit Naval Intelligence. Yeah. Q1440 says, boom, 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 boom. It's an inverted military. When you turn it upside down, it's a military revolver. This will be a week to remember. Watch the new U.S. Navy headed to the Pacific.
Okay. You don't want to keep that on?
No.